Hello, this is A Little Death, a podcast about sex, relationships, and how it feels to be human. I'm your voice, Alana. I want to talk about metaphors today. There are a lot of bad metaphors for talking about dating, like this shit. There are plenty of fish in the sea, which is a stupid metaphor that means you have tons of options for finding your one perfect partner, which we can say at the top here is not actually a thing. There is, though, another fish metaphor that's more useful and relatable to me. One of my friends came up with this idea, and it is keeping a koi pond. And it works like this. Instead of trying to catch the one, the koi pond is all about keeping a few good babes in your circle. There is an art to having a regular rotation of non-partner partners that you aren't in a committed relationship with, but you do have an ongoing thing with. So this is the criteria to see if a koi pond is the right metaphor for you. So A, if you don't want a committed partner, and B, if you don't just want a series of no-term relationships, which I talk about in earlier episodes, and C, if you do want to be having sex, then you're kind of in a koi pond scenario by default. So clearly, I have no idea how real koi ponds work in the real world, but I imagine there's some kind of work required to keeping everything in balance. So here are five things to think about when it comes to maintaining your own koi pond. So the first is agency and communication. You should probably like, respect, and be attracted to your non-partner partners and be on the same page about what the situation is, like namely that it's not exclusive, but it does require some decency. This isn't a one-time random, this is a person with whom you have an ongoing thing, so be good to your little koi's. The next thing is minding your health. If you're having sex with a lot of people, you need to keep rigorous tabs on your own sexual health, and you need to be able to trust that your non-exclusive partners are doing the same. That's it, short and sweet. Third, make sure that pleasure is top of mind. Sometimes people have sex with a lot of people just for the sake of it, like it's a numbers game, it's the thrill of the catch and the conquest and all of that. But in my mind, the real reason that this scenario works for a lot of people is because you get to know your people pretty well. The longer you're sleeping with somebody, the better sex you'll probably have together, and the better the emotional connection will be. Like I've said before, sex is about so many things that kind of have nothing to do with the physical act of sex. But in this scenario, do make sure that you're not missing out on what's arguably the best part, which is pleasure. So next, think about the joy of diversity and kind of the humbling truth of realistic expectations. Here's what I mean by that. The joy of having a full pond is that you get all kinds of sexual diversity. It's not just different bodies and genders if you're into that, but you have a more realistic way of having your needs met and helping to meet someone else's. The reality is that no one partner is going to be all things to you. No one partner is going to have all the tenderness you need, all the novelty you crave, all the kinks you have, all of the sexual skills you want. I've talked about Esther Perel and Dan Savage before, and they really harp on this point, because if we're looking for one person to be truly perfect, that's just not gonna happen, and you're setting yourself and your partner or partners up for like real failure. So the last thing I'll talk about is very important for maintaining your own agency and sanity with your koi pond, and that is a regular overview and sometimes probably overhaul of your pond. Sometimes you live on the thrill of a full pond, sometimes you want to grow the size of the pond exponentially, but sometimes you have to empty it out, you know, give it a thorough cleaning and start building it again after a bit of a breather. You'll know that you need a reset if you find yourself getting overwhelmed by the scheduling nightmare of maintaining regular physical contact with lots of people. It can also be emotionally draining and overwhelming, and so there's no shame in taking a break. You might also get to a point where, like, you want to settle down with just one person. In general, I don't think that people are always wired for the same types of relationships throughout their lives. So whether you're maintaining a koi pond, whether you're in a committed relationship or kind of swapping back and forth, you know, just do what's right for you. And of course, be honest with yourself and check in on your own status physically and emotionally on a regular basis. So that's all for today. Let me know what you think and feel free to get in touch. I'm on Twitter @AlanaHeiss and Instagram @LonnieDelRay.